This is Norma, N-O-R-M-A, McCruse, M-C-C-R-U-S-E, born 11-28-46. This is a 78-year-old obese, bedbound, widowed woman, has one child who sees about her on a regular basis, has a friend named Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, who takes care of her, but only to a certain point. One of her kids passed away and one kid is in prison, period. She suffers from coronary artery disease, severe congestive heart failure, severe. Patient had a defibrillator jacket that she did not want to wear, so it was taken away by the company. Ejection fraction is at 15% or less, period. Patient's allergy, no drug allergy. Patient over the past week or two has become quite debilitated. Patient is bedbound, totally ADL dependent, totally bowel and bladder incontinent, totally, period. PO2 saturation today is between 82-87%. She cannot lay flat because of shortness of breath. She appears to be in congestive heart failure despite treatment with metalazone, M-E-T-A-L-O-Z-O-N-E, 5 milligram, Aldactone today, Aldactone 25 milligram twice a day, Coreg 3.125 twice a day, and hydroxyzine 50 milligram twice a day, period. Patient has lower extremity edema with decreased pulses consistent with peripheral vascular disease. Surgeries include some kind of foot tendon surgery and a hernia surgery, medical problems, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, coronary artery disease, COPD, patient currently not smoking but has had a history of smoking in the past. Also rheumatoid arthritis causing deformity of her hands with contractures and lower extremities, period. Family history, heart disease in her father with CHF, mom died of some sort of cancer. Review of the records indicates that patient was hospitalized with congestive heart failure with a low ejection fraction to the point that it was decided to treat patient with a defibrillator vest, but since patient refused to wear it, it was taken away, period. Her daughter tells me that she told the doctor that she wants God to take care of her. If God wants her to die, then she'll die and does not want to wear the vest, period. Medications reviewed. Period. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. As I mentioned, she used to work for a rental center years ago, but has not worked for some time and has been disabled. Her O2 sat, as I mentioned, is low at 80-87% on room air. Her blood pressure is 140/99. Pulse is 102, respirations 18. Heart positive, swan positive, still with an S3 Gallop. Lungs, ronchi and rouse. Abdomen, soft but obese. Suspect ascites, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting, decreased pulses. Neurological, moving upper extremities, but she has contractures of the lower extremity and no longer able to move them. Before patient become bedbound, patient has been totally wheelchair bound because of his rheumatoid arthritis and her weakness related to her CHF, period. Assessment, here we have a 78-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure end stage, low ejection fraction to the point that patient is a high risk of cardiac death. Defibrillator jacket was assigned to her, but because she's not wearing her defibrillator, it was taken away, period. She's in desperate need of the aides and nurses to take care of at home. She no longer wants to be transferred back and forth to the hospital, period. She meets the criteria for end stage congestive heart failure with shortness of breath, ADL dependency, orthopnea, PND, bowel and bladder incontinency, and decompensation of her heart despite being on medication. Strong medication, including diuretics, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman who's expected to do poorly. Next number, cardiomegaly. Next number, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, hypertension. Next number, total ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinence, as mentioned. Thank you.